Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 70 for Tuesday, September 20th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Tuesday, climbing to its highest levels in nearly a month as a rally in the Chicago soy complex provided support. Canola was up $7 to $13, the November contract up $7.90 at $469.10 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil futures were both up sharply today, with renewed strength in the world of vegetable oil markets pulling the relatively cheap-looking canola up as well. Chart-based buying added to the gains as speculators had been holding large short positions and bought back some of those shorts on the way up. Concerns over harvest delays in parts of Western Canada due to wet weather were also supportive, although the crop is still generally expected to be large overall. StatsCan released updated production estimates today using satellite-based modeling. That placed the canola crop at 18.3 million tons, which would be up from the 17 million tons estimated in August using the traditional survey methodology, but still below what most industry participants expect for the final number. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly higher, with the biggest gains in beans. Soybeans are up 13 to 17 cents, the November contract up 17 at $9.90 per bushel. Soybeans were up for the fourth straight day, hitting their highest levels in nearly a month, as a rally in soy oil pulled the rest of the bean complex up as well. Heavy rains across parts of the U.S. Midwest contributed to the bullish tone, as that moisture slows harvest operations and raises quality concerns. The U.S. soybean crop was 4% harvested as of this past Sunday. That's down slightly from the five-year average. For corn, prices were up 2 to 3 cents, the December contract up 3 at $3.41 per bushel. Harvest delays and quality issues were also supportive for corn. The U.S. crop is 9% harvested. That's slightly behind normal for this time of year. The U.S. corn crop was rated 74% good to excellent in the latest USDA report. That was somewhat bearish as traders had expected a decline in quality on the week. For wheat, prices were down a penny to up 2 cents. The December contract in Chicago up 2 at $4.06 per bushel. Spillover from the gains in soybeans and corn accounted for much of the strength as the underlying fundamentals remained bearish for wheat. In addition to ample world supplies, concerns over declining Egyptian demand due to tighter import restrictions in that country kept wheat range-bound overall.